Making my new album was the most unconventional, least romantic way to make an album. You know, it wasn't the, I think all these, all these documentaries have come out recently about the making of an album. So like, you have Ed Sheeran, you have Shawn Mendes, you have Billie Eilish. And in all of them, they have this little crew of people. Billie, it's her brother. Ed Sheeran, it was Benny Blanco and a few others. And, you know, they have these little crews and they lock themselves away for a couple months and they write this album and it's this big celebration, this romantic thing. And like, you know, within 2-3 months, their whole album's done. I think Landslide on the album, I wrote July 29, 2018. And I had been dropped from my label. It was at a Sony publishing songwriting camp. I didn't think it would be for me. And it's been songs from over the last 5 years that have defined moments in my life that I think in the process of writing these songs, I've gone, God, I can really imagine myself singing this. And this is something that really speaks to me. And so though I wish it had been that romantic version of making an album, it was really me going over songs that I'd written and piecing kind of the story together through that way. And really the whole album is just the state of my mind over the last 5 years and the conversations that I've had with myself about the experiences that I've had.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there are some common collaborators on it, but I worked with so many people. Like, I'm a songwriter first, and so I love collaboration, but I think the future projects will, I'm going to try and kind of just have a smaller group and just a through line of collaborators. Just, I don't know, I feel like it might be easier that way. But yeah, it's so unconventional, but I'm so, so proud of this album.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to play it all over the world.